want to know what you think about this, because this happened to my parents not too long ago.
Okay.
Where, and I just went to my parents yesterday, so all this is fresh in my head. My parents almost burned their whole house down.
What? How?
They had plastic pumpkins plugged in to strips outside the house.
Okay, I don't know what that any of that means. Those words don't mean anything to me.
Plastic pumpkins. You know, like my pumpkin?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That you plug in? They had many of them outside, and they were all plugged into extension cords.
Oh, I didn't know those plug in. So the plastic pumpkins, because they light up?
Yes. You plug them into the wall.
Okay.
And they plugged them into extension cords. Mm-hmm. That ran into the house. Well, one pumpkin didn't want to be plugged in anymore and decided it wanted to catch fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So go figure, my parents' house almost burns down because of a pumpkin.
In July. That's my favorite part.
Now, this was around Halloween time.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, if people don't know this about you, it is Halloween at your house 24/7. There are always pumpkins lit. There's always skeletons out.
There's a pumpkin right here. There's a pumpkin and a skull and Yoda.
I'm well aware. I lived with you. It is Halloween 24/7.
Right. So my parents are the same way. So they probably had this stupid thing plugged in way before Halloween or way after Halloween. I can't remember when the place burned down, but it burnt the whole garage down. It burned half the house down.
Oh, my God.
So,
they almost burned down the house. They did burn down the house.
They did burn down the house. So it's been going nonstop with the insurance company now. So the insurance company had to come out, build them a whole new garage. They had to re-side the whole house. It's been just crazy amounts of money that they've had. There was cars in the garage. Those were totaled. I mean, it was a whole thing. So we're talking $300,000 worth of damage, probably.
For one pumpkin, for one piece of decoration.
For one pumpkin.
Okay.
And it's not like it's the fault of the wiring in the house. It's not like it's something, a lightning bolt hit the house. It was a pumpkin. It was a plastic pumpkin that almost destroyed the whole house. So this guy, he's cooking dinner, and it's over in Europe. And he decided to cook a steak in a toaster.
I've seen people do that before.
Yeah, you put the steak in the toaster and you put it down, and that's how you get. It's pretty stupid to do that because
no, put some tinfoil underneath it. No, the toaster ovens are now ovens. The oven
I get the toaster oven part. This was a toaster.
Oh, actually, like the way you put toast in, you push the lever down.
Press the lever down.
Oh my god!
He put a steak in the pushed the lever down.
That's a dumbass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so kind of like...
That's why there's warnings on balloons.
Right, so this is kind of like... you're going to go after... So now this guy's house burned down because he was cooking a steak in the toaster.
In the toaster.
Right, so the insurance company said, okay, to build a whole new house, it's going to be $418,000, all everything included. This is what we're going to give you, $418,000. The couple is now complaining with the insurance company saying, no, it's going to be an extra $200,000. We want $618,000. Now, what I'm saying is, as an insurance company, and I know insurance companies suck because you pay them into them nonstop, and it's just a scam because you pay so much money to this insurance company. But does there come a point where you say, dude, you put a steak in a toaster. We're not giving you $600,000. Dude, you plugged a pumpkin into that? What do you think was going to happen?
The dumbass clause. There should be a dumbass clause. Right.
For everything. So should the insurance company say, no, you're not getting $600,000 out of us. You're not getting a penny because you're a moron.
The problem is the dumb lawsuits happen all the time and they settle. It's easy for them to just settle. You know what I mean? Yeah, there should be a dumbass clause. It's one thing if the toaster you were making toast and it blew up, that shouldn't happen. But if you're misusing a product, again, that's why there's warnings on plastic bags, do not put over your head. You know, that's why there's warnings on radios, do not use while you're in the bathtub kind of stuff.
But there's no warning on a toaster that says you can't put a steak in it.
I bet there is. And there will certainly will be now. But I'm telling you, have you ever gotten like products and they have the weirdest? They come with the little booklets, or they come with like, you know, if you, I usually look online, but a lot of times they come with an actual booklet and it gives you the things that you shouldn't do. And it's usually obvious stuff like, don't use this hair dryer while you're in the shower. What? You got to tell me not to use a hair dryer in the shower? But yeah, apparently they got to tell you not to use a hair dryer in the shower because there's dumbasses out there doing that stuff. You know, I remember in New York City years ago, this infuriated everybody. There was this dude. He was really drunk. I mean, wasted drunk. Fell into the subway. Train hits him, severs his leg. He sued the city and got something crazy like $9 million. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, wait, the guy was drunk. Yes, but the guy behind the counter selling the tickets, selling the Metro cards, should have not allowed him in, was the argument. So the city, my money, settled with him for $9 million.
Yeah, well, he could have bought a Metro card in a machine, too. The machine's not going to tell you
you're
drunk.
No, back then you couldn't. Back then you couldn't. Yeah, that didn't exist.
But now the machine's not going to tell you you're drunk, and you could easily fall into a train.
No, no, but that's now. I'm talking about then. There was a person in the booth, and the argument was the person in the booth should have said to him, you're too drunk. But you can't say, you're too drunk to what? Take a train? No.
Ride a train? How else I get home?
Right. You want me to drive? I'll be I got a car outside. I'll be happy to take that car home instead. Maybe take someone out with me.
Yeah. I mean, so, I can see not getting on a plane, but getting on a subway. I just think everybody on the subway is drunk. If you say you can't go on the subway drunk, then nobody's going to ride it.
There was a famous case in Los Angeles where this guy was behind his neighbor's car and the neighbor backed up over his hand and damaged his hand like irrevocably. Like the guy can't use his hand anymore. And Los Angeles awarded him $74,000 plus medical expenses. And why was he there bending down behind the guy's car? He was trying to steal the hubcaps. But they awarded him money. So, yeah, I mean, there's, yeah.
Yeah, at least lie. Try to lie to the insurance company and tell them that you had a piece of toast in the toaster, not a steak.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Like, why would you say you had a steak in there?
Yeah, I mean, for the pumpkin, it was easy to tell because you could tell where the fire started. And the guy even said this power strip that you had plugged into it was probably 40 years old. And you had it outside. And they did it anyway. But they paid all that money to have them redo the whole house.
That's amazing that your parents got money. That's crazy. I'd be embarrassed to call the insurance company.
Well, and the thing is they have been with this insurance company since the beginning of insurance time.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't think they've ever. So they paid into this insurance company for 40 years. They've never had a claim. So how much money is this insurance company made off of them? I understand that, but
yeah, that's true.
But there should be a dumbass clause to where if you're holding a lighter up to your wall and the wall catches on fire, that's a dumbass clause. They shouldn't have to pay.
Right, you get half. You get half the money.
You get nothing, and you live outside now. Sorry.
So you want your parents to have gotten nothing? Yes, your parents should have gotten nothing then. Same thing. Dumbass clause. That's a dumbass clause. Your parents get nothing.